Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh yes, it's time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yeah, you know it's Thursday. Why? Well, because the Thursday edition is always freaking late. Sorry about that, guys. But let's get on with it. It is September 3rd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Now, I'm sure a lot of you know about the company Xiaomi. Yeah, you know, the big mobile phone giant in China. The one that a lot of people say that they're just trying to copy everything that Apple does. Well, you can add another check on that box there for that then, because it looks like Xiaomi wants to get into making computers now. And it's actually rumored to be a high-end 15-inch notebook pitched at pretty much that people like that MacBook Air. Yeah, it's supposed to look a lot like that. But here's the deal with as with all things Xiaomi, it's going to be half the price. All of these rumors are actually according to Bloomberg. And of those rumors, it says that the company has been talking to Samsung about supplying memory and possibly the displays as well. Now, the DigiTimes is saying that the laptop will run a very customized version of Linux. My guess, probably Ubuntu. And I'm sure a lot of you know that My UI face, you know, that custom version of Android. Yeah, it looks a lot like an iPhone, doesn't it? So maybe we'll be seeing around the same thing when it comes to their lappy. Hey, since we talk about Xiaomi, let's talk about Apple, shall we? Well, let's do that. Unfortunately, we're going to have to dive into a little hacker news, yeah. Because it seems that two developers have discovered a Mac keychain vulnerability. That's going to let those hackers steal your passwords, your certificates, and so much other things. What these developers have actually found out that this little flaw will actually let attackers craft commands that can make Mac's password management system prompt users to actually click the allow button instead of asking them to type their passwords. So once you click that button, yeah, you guessed it, you're screwed. Now, better yet, how does this friggin' malware get in your system? Well, it can come in pretty much any fashion or form. It can come through as images, documents, and spreadsheets. Now, don't that make you feel safe now on a Mac? Now, these two developers, which who apparently want to remain anonymous, because I've yet to see their name in this article anywhere, said that they have already notified Apple of the vulnerability and are waiting to hear back. So, hey, Mr. Cook, check your email, would ya? All right, now let's head on over to the U.S. for all of our Hulu and non-Hulu fans. Particularly probably the non-Hulu fans, because it probably is our doing. Yeah, mine in particular. I canceled it because of this. And we hated those ads. And screw it, I don't want to pay for commercials. Well, that has all now changed, although it's going to cost you a little bit more. Hulu is now launching their service with no commercial interruptions, or at least for the majority of their shows. There'll be limited commercials for a few others that didn't want to go on board with this. Many of those shows are actually on the ABC network. The new service is called Limited Commercials, and they've completely dropped the Hulu Plus branding. Good idea, Hulu. It's going to cost you about $11.99 a month, and just round that up, $12 a month. And you're definitely going to want to probably get that directly from Hulu, because if you do it through Apple, that's going to cost you an extra $4 a month. So almost $16 a month. Isn't that ridiculous? Oh, Apple, got to get their cut. Now, according to Hulu CEO Jason Killer, he said that they've been thinking about this move for some time. I bet you have, because a lot of your customers have probably been saying, yeah, we're sick of watching about 5 ads in a row on our favorite show, especially when we're already paying for this. So if Hulu annoyed you in the past and you decided to cancel that subscription because all those commercials annoyed you, well, they want you back, and they're going to give you a free 1 week trial to see how you like the new ad-free service. And finally, we're going to talk about passwords. How good is your password? Oh, probably pretty good password. You listen to the show, I'm sure you're locked down. But how about your friends? Yeah, it's kind of a different story, isn't it? Well, according to BT.com, yeah, there's a lot of stupid and ridiculous passwords out there. And they found out about 3/4 of UK citizens use passwords such as 123456, or let's not leave out that grandest hit, password. Of course, there was also that other one that was, you know, a little bit more clever. That was 123456789. And of course, everybody's long lost favorite, QWERTY. Yes, as in like a QWERTY keyboard. QWERTY. So, come on, let's make it our duty today, yes, you and I, to take our stupid friends aside and say, dude, dudette, it's really time you need to think about security and changing that password. Because if you don't, I'm not giving you any more free tech support. Got it? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Website is BritishTechNetwork.com. Twitter is at British Tech. Twitter for me is at Kyle Swagger. Swagger with one G, okay?
Thanks.
Oh boy, oh boy. I cannot wait to get tomorrow here and get it over with. I bet you can't either. Oh yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up in all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. Hopefully there's a lot more than there was today, because there just wasn't a whole heck of a lot, was there? In any case, hope your Thursday's going well. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday. Oh yeah. And thank you so much for listening.